The best RN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Tens of thousands of homes and businesses are without electricity this morning after powerful storms raced across a number of states.
In Louisville, Kentucky, Mayor Craig Greenberg said in a news conference carried by WHAS that he's declaring a state of emergency for Jefferson County.
There is definitely significant damage to homes. There's significant damage to fences, to trees.
The storms prompted tornado watches overnight in parts of Kentucky, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, Virginia, and West Virginia. About 140,000 homes and businesses in West Virginia initially lost power. In Wisconsin, more than 70,000. I'm Donna Warder.
Taiwan has been rattled by its most powerful earthquake in a quarter century. At least 9 people are dead. Hundreds injured. The 7.4 magnitude quake was followed by strong aftershocks. Also at SRNNews.com, Israel's military chief says a misidentification that led to airstrikes that killed 7 Gaza aid workers will be thoroughly investigated. The BBC's Jeremy Bowen says at this point there are more questions and answers about the tragic incident.
There are reports, which I can't personally confirm, about the circumstances in which this happened. Some suggestions it might be the activities of a unit at the tactical level rather than getting orders from on high. But all this depends on getting some kind of investigation of the sort that the Americans and others have been calling for.
President Biden expressing outrage over the deadly incident. A second temporary channel has been opened at the Key Bridge collapse site in Baltimore, allowing a limited amount of marine traffic to go around the wreckage that's blocking the main channel into the port of Baltimore. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 12 points. This is SRN News. A new poll of Hispanic pastors.
With the Latin American population of the U.S. surging, Lifeway Research decided it was time to learn more about the men who lead churches in that community. According to the Lifeway study, 82% of Hispanic pastors are evangelicals, compared to 17% who serve in mainline denominations. 70% of them have some type of higher education, including 44% who have graduate degrees, but only about half are pastors full-time. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican says it will publish a new document on gender next week, and more than a billion Catholics are holding their breath. The church has been in turmoil since last December when the Pope authorized priests to offer blessings to same-sex couples. That decision has sparked a split among Catholic leaders, with many bishops around the world openly denouncing the pontiff and refusing to obey. The new document will also reportedly address surrogacy, something the Pope opposes. This is SRN News. Baseball legend is behind the mic once again this season.
Bob Uecker received a hearty ovation from fans chanting Uke when the legendary broadcaster appeared on the American Family Field video board early in the Milwaukee Brewers home opener. Brewer fans don't know how many more times they'll get to continue cheering the presence of Mr. Baseball. Uecker was back at the ballpark Tuesday handling play-by-play on the radio broadcast of Milwaukee's game with the Minnesota Twins as team officials remain circumspect about the 90-year-old's workload for the rest of the year. Keith Peters reporting.
Answering President Biden's declaration of Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday, former President Trump declares Election Day will be Christian Visibility Day. On Truth Social, Mr. Trump writes, November 5th will be the most important day in the history of our country. It will also be Christian Visibility Day. More details at SRNNews.com.